We've just come past Christmas, but we're still in the season of Christmas. And today we want to think on the wise men who came to worship Jesus. And the title of my message is Worship the King. And it's from Matthew chapter 2. One of the favorite accounts of Christmas is that of the wise men from the East who came to worship Jesus. We sometimes sing the song, "We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we travel afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star." Now, we don't know that there were just three kings. Many people think that there were many more than just three wise men. However, they brought three gifts, and so that's why some think that there were just three. However, the wise men came to worship Jesus, and the reason they came to worship Jesus, there's some important lessons we need to learn from these wise men, because they were truly wise. First of all, worship requires desire. Worship requires desire. In verses 1 and 2 in Matthew 2, we read, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.'" Now, they were definitely students of the Old Testament scriptures. They had a definite desire to study the scriptures and search out details. They knew that Jesus was coming, and they knew Jesus would be born of a virgin. And they knew that Jesus would be a king over Israel someday. And they knew that Jesus was God that had come here to earth. Now, how could they know all these things? It's because they searched the scriptures. Now, we think that they didn't know it all. They came to Jerusalem instead of Bethlehem. And why did they do that? Jesus would rule on the throne of David out of Jerusalem one day, and therefore they looked there instead of in Bethlehem. They missed the prophecy concerning Bethlehem, or did they? In verse 16 it says, "Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men." Now, it was up to 2 years later after Jesus was born, and so they may have thought that he wouldn't be there anymore. Now think about the matter of the star. Why were they looking for a star to indicate the birth of Jesus? Scripture doesn't say there would be a star that would announce his birth. However, Balaam prophesied in Numbers 24:17, he said, "I shall see him, but not nigh. Now, I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Seth." Now, they may have thought that the star that Balaam referred to meant a star up in the sky. But It din. A star can refer to an important person, an athlete, or whatever. And we often say that person is a real star. However, they were looking for the birth. They wanted to see Jesus. And so they thought it was a literal star. And so God gave them a star that they could use that would direct them to where Jesus was. Now notice Matthew 2 verse 9. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And so God used the star to direct them to where Jesus was. There was a great desire to search the scriptures and to learn all that they could about Jesus. Secondly, not only does worship require a desire, but it requires faithfulness. Again, notice Matthew 2, verse 1. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Now, they came from the east. So was it from the Orient or the area of Medo-Persia? Whatever, they were descendants, were they descendants of some that had become believers during the captivity of men like Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego? Those men surely had great influence on many people there. And so these wise men could have been influenced by people that were influenced by those men. Anyway, they came from a long distance, and it probably took about 2 years for them to get there to Israel. Now, we can let things stand in our way so easily. The littlest things can keep us from coming to worship our Savior. We need to be faithful. And of course, their faithfulness grew out of their great desire to come and see and worship Christ. They were faithful even when others didn't share their same desire. Notice verse 3. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. So Herod the king definitely was not interested in the birth of Jesus. And many of the people there in Bethlehem or Jerusalem was also troubled. So the wise men did not let that bother them, did not let that keep them from going to see Jesus. They were intent on seeing Jesus and worshiping him, even if others or some others didn't. These men were faithful with a great desire and faithful in coming to see Jesus and worship him. Now, thirdly, worship requires joy. Notice verse 10 of Matthew 2. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. It was the star that brought joy, and yet the reason they were joyful was that it was the same star that indicated Jesus' birth and that was directing them to where Jesus was. They surely thought it would lead them to him, and therefore they were exceedingly joyful. It was Christ, however, that produced the joy in them, and that's why they were so joyous. Believers who love Christ and desire to worship Him should never be long-faced and sour, but rather should be a very happy, joyful people. Worship services should be joyful services. Fourth, worship requires generosity. Notice verse 11. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Now part of their worship, it was involved giving. Their gifts were very costly gifts. These men were probably very wealthy, and they did not spare anything when they gave to him. We probably remember later in Scripture when Mary anointed the head and feet of Jesus before he was crucified, and that they tell us that cost her about a year's wage, and Mary was very poor. But a deep love for Jesus and a desire to worship him will produce in us a generous spirit. And so when we love Jesus and want to worship him, it will produce generosity in us. And fifth, worship requires sensitivity. Notice in verse 12, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Now we realize this was after they had worshiped Christ, but it indicates the type of men that these wise men were. They were sensitive to God's leading and God's will. As we worship, we should be very sensitive to God's leading and will. God wants to be able to speak to our hearts through His Word and find us very responsive to His voice. Years ago, I spent much time at the Iowa Regular Baptist Camp in Clear Lake. And I remember that as the services were conducted, that there were many decisions made. In fact, I remember one year when there were over 70 decisions that were made. You see, when we proclaim God's word in our church, we need to be sensitive to what God's word teaches and willing to follow it and obey it. We need to be sensitive to His word. Now, as we close, note the progression that we've gone through. First of all, their worship started with a desire and then led to faithfulness, which caused them to be joyful and generous. And because of all of this, they were very sensitive to God's leading and God's will. And these things need to be true in our lives. We need to have a great desire to worship, and we need to be faithful in our worshiping. And we need to be not long-faced or sour, but we need to be joyful people. And we need to be generous. And we need to be sensitive to what God wants us to do as we hear His word taught and preached. And may this all be true in each of our lives. Let's close in prayer. Father, thank you for this time in your word. We thank you for the Christmas story, and we thank you for this account of the wise men that came to worship Jesus. And Lord, I pray that we might truly know the Lord as our Savior, and that we might truly want to worship Him, and that these things that we've talked about today might be truly true in our lives. And we ask this in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.